What we're going to do instead is we're going to do a case study about a project here in Austin, an urban infill mixed-use project called the Grove at Shoal Creek. And we're going to talk a little bit about lessons learned. The second caveat is that it's a case study in Austin, Texas, so it's Austin-centric. And so it's going to involve a lot of issues that we see in Austin. Hopefully, those of you who work in or for other cities will find some of these issues as universal issues. I think traffic, affordability, these are universal topics in all cities. And the third caveat is that I'm a developer's attorney and Garrett is a developer. So this is the developer's perspective, to be sure. And what we think are challenges or barriers, some of you may think are essential protections. So we understand that. But I will say that some of the issues we're going to touch on are not just real estate industry issues. They're not just private property rights issues. They're urban planners. These are issues that urban planners are concerned about. And they're even issues that the Obama administration and the White House identified as major issues in September 2016. And so before we start, I just want to quickly quote a couple things from that report. It said that over the past three decades, and this is a White House report from September 2016, local barriers to housing development have intensified, particularly in the high-growth metropolitan areas, increasingly fueling the national economy. The accumulation of such barriers, including zoning, other land use regulations, and lengthy development approval processes, has reduced the ability of many housing markets to respond to growing demand. The growing severity of undersupplied housing markets is jeopardizing housing affordability for working families, increasing income inequality by reducing less skilled workers' access to high-wage labor markets, and stifling GDP growth by driving labor migration away from the most productive regions. By modernizing their approaches to housing development regulation, states and localities can restrain unchecked housing cost growth, protect homeowners, and strengthen their economies.